The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Did you all hear that? Me taking a sip of a caffeinated beverage as I'm on the cusp of a fresh old little heart attack from stress. And with that, hello and welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemons. Yep, unfortunately today I am Chris Clemons. You guys are catching me as I am about to head out of town to New York because it is my best friend's 30th birthday this weekend, and I'm also recording my very first stand-up special, and I'm also producing it, which means I am bringing all of the equipment I own. I am figuring out my set still. Shut the fuck up on set, first of all. There is just a lot happening, and I realized that I needed to record a podcast episode, and yeah, we're here, girls. Now, I know a lot of you guys loved the episode where I didn't really have much planned. I think it was like how to eat or something like that, or how to toss a salad. Yeah, so you guys are going to get a little bit of that today. I mean, I'm not eating on camera, just to clarify. But spiritually, yeah, I'm eating ass big time. Before we get into the episode, be sure, if you're new, to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemons wherever you get your podcasts. We have video episodes up on youtube.com/Chris. Nope, that was autopilot, baby. youtube.com/@unhinged. Also, we are not going to be doing an after show on patreon.com/Chris Clemons. However, you can go watch last week's episode's after show on Patreon that I had with Brooke. It was so much fun. And I'm going to get better about being more consistent with the after shows. It's just life has really taken off and is having its way with me. So, yeah. And of course, rate and review the podcast. It helps us out a ton. And okay, I'm officially done promoting. I'm trying to think of things that I have been up to. First of all, can we take a moment, if you're watching this, to see the gorgeous Acne Studios denim set that I'm wearing, because they sent it to me as my wardrobe for my stand-up special this weekend, and I just wanted to wear it to extend an extra thank you to Acne Studios for being so amazing and believing in me and wanting to be a part of such a monumental part of my 11 and a half year long career. But I don't know. I really love comedy and I love fashion. And I think it's such a unique and fun thing to be able to combine them both. And to have one of my favorite brands be down to send me an outfit, I'm honored. And so I wanted something shiny and silvery. And I'm just so excited. So thank you so much, Acne Studios. I mean, you didn't ask me to say this, but I just wanted to, because it still kind of blows my mind that my life is in a place where my manager can reach out to Acne Studios and we can continue on that relationship with them. I don't know. It's really crazy. Oh my God, I also got an ultrasound. Have I talked about this on this podcast? I'm not sure if I did, but girls, I'm expecting. No, I'm not. I think I have talked about this because I think I made the exact same joke. But yeah, I got an ultrasound on my little, I have a bump on my chest that I've had for as long as I can remember. And now that I have health insurance, I talked to my doctor and I was like, what is this? And she was like, we should get that ultrasound. So I got an ultrasound and oh my God, fascinating. I still, after asking my ultrasound technician, if that's the title, after asking her a billion and a half questions about how it works, I still don't understand ultrasounds. But wow, can you believe that we used to just live in caves and barely had fire? And then she just took some fucking KY jelly and I don't even know what that thing was. I still don't even understand. Is it a camera? Is it a sensor? Oh, she said there was something about like light or sound. Fuck, I have no idea. But that was kind of like a fun little thing I had done. But another thing that also came up, and this, I swear to God, every like 6 months, somehow the idea of a personality test comes up. And about a week ago, my bestie Morgan sent my group chat, like she took an Enneagram test. And I was like, hold on, I need to do this on the podcast. So I have it pulled up in front of me. And if you don't know, with this test, you're presented with pairs of character traits to rate. And basically, you say where you fall on them. Here, on the website, getting accurate results from these Enneagram tests. It is important to answer the questions honestly. Try not to answer them in terms of how you would like to see yourself, but in terms of how you actually are or have tended to be in the past. Actually, it is not so easy to answer the questions honestly, as we all want to see ourselves better than we are, and we often have preconceived ideas about ourselves that are not really true. For instance, if you fear or if you resent being fearful, you might have worked to develop courage to compensate, but the fear is still there beneath the surface. Okay, I don't actually need to read this because it's clocking me for any and all tea. It says, select how your personality is as compared to most people. Think of how you've been over a long period of time. Try not to go by your mood of the moment. It's also important to be as honest as possible. Try not to enter how you wish you'd be, but how you actually are. And oh my God, there are 52 questions. So girls, let's get the fuck into it. Indifferent to politics, strong political opinions. Okay, so there's a middle option, and then there's three to the left and three to the right. And obviously, it's like, if you do all the way to the right, that's your... Okay, we've all taken standardized testing. I would say I have, like, pretty strong political opinions. Passive or dynamic? For what? Like, passive... Like, sometimes I'm passive, sometimes I'm dynamic. Oh, so maybe that's just right down the center. Tactless and diplomatic. What the fuck is tactless mean? Marked by a lack of tact. Well, fuck you. Okay, if I got in trouble in school for using the word in the definition, fuck you, eclecticenergies.com. What is tact? I mean, what is tact? Adroitness and sensitivity in dealing with others or with difficult issues. The inspector broke the news to me with tact and consideration. Oh, so am I sensitive or am I diplomatic? I would say I'm in the middle. I think I'm going to answer down the middle on all of these. Pragmatic or idealistic? I definitely feel that I'm more idealistic. Aloof or warm? I would say I'm one closer to warm than aloof, but I can be pretty shy. Treating everyone as equals, domineering. Ooh, boy. I would say that I, well, like, girl, what the fuck does domineering mean in this scenario? I thought I knew things about anything. I know nothing about everything. Asserting one's will over in an arrogant way. Oh, no. I will put one towards treating everyone as equals. I feel like there's a time and place for both. Not competitive. Oh, I'm so competitive. It's disgusting. Like, this, I'm the most competitive. I go along with others or strong-willed. I would say that I'm like two towards strong-willed. Undisciplined, disciplined. Like, in what? Eating? I'm undisciplined. In work? I can be disciplined if it's like crunch time. Like, I am right now. Undisciplined, disciplined. What the okay, see, I would do much better at this if you didn't think I was fucking smart, okay? I am not this bright to be just, like, knowing the difference between undisciplined and disciplined. I'm going to say I'm pretty disciplined. I'm going to put one towards disciplined. I go towards people. I withdraw from people. I tend to withdraw from people. I'm going to do two towards withdraw from people. I'm nonchalant or apprehensive. I'm going to be totally fucking honest. I don't understand why those two words are opposites. Apprehensive. Nonchalant means like casual. Apprehensive means fearful that something bad or unpleasant is going to happen. Nonchalant. Oh, peering, cool, and comprehensive. I'm definitely apprehensive. Decisive or indecisive. I can't make a decision. Well, it depends. Actually, no. Based off of this test, I can't make a decision to save my fucking life. I leave people to their own devices. I help people out. I'm going to put two towards help people because I think, or I'm going to do one towards help people because I really am at a point where I'm like, y'all can figure it out yourselves. I have gotten to a point that I think is commonly referred to as my breaking point. I'm either low energy or energetic. Well, it depends how much anxiety and matcha I'm combining. Right now, I'm pretty energetic. But I would say I'm one towards low. No, I'm going to stay in the middle for that. Private or open? I'm putting two towards private because even though I'm on the internet, I am very strategic, not strategic, but I'm very careful about what I share because I feel like people love to weaponize your own shit against you. And I'm done with that. Like, I'm done with people using what I give them and put online to draw conclusions of the full picture of who I am, as opposed to a fragment of a picture. I'm a very private person these days. And even with my friends, it's like, if I go on dates and shit, it's like, I just want to figure it out before I tell people. Self-accepting or self-critical? Ooh, girl. I'm putting one towards self-critical, even though I think it might be two, but we're gonna... Because, like, I am self-accept... No, I'm self-critical. Self-critical till the day I die. I put two towards self-critical. I'm either timid or assertive. I think there's a time and place for everything. I will put one towards assertive because... Actually, I'm going to keep it in the middle. Am I accepting or a perfection? I'm a perfectionist till the day I die, unfortunately. Confident or insecure? All right. This feels like targeted marketing. EclecticEnergies.com. I would say that I'm going to put one towards insecure because I do think it takes a lot of confidence to do my job on a regular basis. But is it confidence or is it like I literally don't know what else I would do? Huh. This is an existential crisis I did not need right now. I'm going to put one towards insecure. Am I open or am I reserved? I would say I'm one towards reserved. And I also hate quizzes like this because I low-key think they're asking me the same thing four different times just with different words. And they're showing that I'm an inconsistent piece of shit. Anyways. Teams and groups, person, individualistic. I'm going to put one towards individualistic. Am I careless or am I responsible? I would say I'm like two towards responsible. I can be careless. Deliberating or spontaneous? I'm putting just all the way to spontaneous. I rarely, as we have seen through my DIY videos, ever do the pre-research for anything. Am I reluctant or enthusiastic? See, like, I know that reluctant means like hesitant or like iffy about something, but see, I don't know the context. Cause if it's like going to church, yeah, bitch, I'm reluctant. But if it's, hey, let's go to the dispensary, you'll see enthusiasm like never before. That's why I think these quizzes are so hard because, like, on a daily basis, on like an average middle of the road day, Am I reluctant? Am I enthusiastic? Bitch, I don't even know. I don't even want to be awake. Wow, that was morbid. But like, you know, like, I don't think any of us want to be awake. We all want to be asleep, right? Not like permanently. Well, maybe. Who knows? But just like catching some Z's. I would say, like, if it's out to dinner, I'm enthusiastic. If it's going to Bible study, I don't think you will meet someone more reluctant. I'm going to say one towards enthusiastic because I think I'm a pretty down bitch. Should I do two towards enthusiastic? Yeah, I'll do two towards enthusiastic. Ordinary, different. Ooh, I'm different. I'm like so different, you guys. It's kind of crazy. Like, I am done with this bit. I'm fucking emotionally exhausted. Not showing emotions or emotionally expressive. I am, in fact, too emotionally expressive. All the way towards that one, please. Undemanding, demanding. I am very demanding. Ugh, as much as I don't want it. Trouble saying no, say no easily. I have trouble saying no because I'm a people pleaser. Avoiding conflicts, confrontational. I'm going to put one towards avoiding conflicts because I've gotten to become a little in my age of 30. Am I tolerant or am I critical? Did we not already do this? I'm going to say I'm in the middle. I think I'm equally tolerant as I am critical. Pessimistic, optimistic. See, like, I think I'm like realistic. I don't know. Like, I can be pessimistic. I'm going to put one towards pessimistic, I think, because I think I am 50-50, but not at all. Suspicious or trusting? I think always suspicious. I'm going to do two to the left towards suspicious. Dispassionate, passionate. I'm going to put one towards passionate. Not much committed, loyal. Oh, I'm a very loyal bitch till the day I die. Focus on myself, focus on others. I'm going to put one towards myself because I think that, of course, I'm going to always focus a little more on myself than other people. Am I modest or ambitious? Oh, I'm very ambitious. Unfortunately, I want to be modest in a sense of like ambitious. Did that make any sense? I don't know. I just want to get, this is giving me like PTSD to school. I hate taking tests. I don't like, oh my God, multiple choice, as we can tell in this little exercise, my worst nightmare. Am I obtrusive or am I shy? Can we use normal words, noticeable or prominent in an unwelcome or intrusive way? I would say I'm mostly shy, which I think people would be like, no, the fuck you're not. I really have become so shy and awkward. I'm like a weirdo, guys. I'm a weirdo. Just, ugh, I'm such a weirdo. Okay, I'm putting two towards shy. Am I adventurous or am I cautious? I would put one towards adventurous because I do think I think a lot more cautiously now than I used to. Ignoring feelings, go by feelings. Ooh, unfortunately, it is metal to the pedal or pedal to the metal on going by feelings. I don't care about success. I need to be successful. I think I cry almost daily about the idea of peaking, of being a failure, of being washed up. Yeah, I need to be successful. I don't know why. I wish I didn't. I wish I could just be happy with where I am, that I need to be successful. And it's a, I think, a really bad quality that I have. I mean, I think it's good, but anything, too much of anything can be bad, even if it's something good. So okay. Oh my God, guys, we have like 10 questions left. I know we are all just praying for this to be over. No one more than I. Indifferent or caring? I'm going to put two towards caring. Wishing well, envious. Ooh. I'm going to put one towards envious. Unfortunately, wow, you guys are really getting just the raw honest me. This is, I don't know how much of this I want on the internet. Didn't think about that. Okay, relaxed or anxious? Oh my God. I mean, bitch, I'm going to put two towards anxious because there's like that one moment that I can be relaxed. Uncritical, meticulous. I'm very meticulous. Rule breaking, rule abiding. I don't think I've followed a single rule in my life. Easily distracted. Oh my God. I mean, I'm so easily distracted. I might put that all the way towards that. Even tempered, temperamental. Girl, I mean, why are they trying to clock me right now? Pleasure seeking, dutiful. I think I'm going to put two towards pleasure seeking. Not sociable, sociable. See, like, why? Why on this one are they like sociable and not sociable? And then above they have like motherfucking pragmatic, ideal, tactless, dip, like, fuck out of here. Okay, guys, we have four more questions. Not sociable, sociable. I'm going to put one towards sociable. I'll do two towards sociable. No, I'm going to put one towards sociable. I just sometimes really seldom feeling guilty, often feeling guilty. I'm feeling guilty about everything, always, everywhere, at once. Stingy or generous? I'm just going to go full generous because I really, there's nothing stingy about me. It's so unfortunate. The last question, ever relying on others, independent. I am going to ever relying on others, independent. I'm going to say two towards independent. And now we're getting our results. Now, before we carry on with the rest of the episode, I'd like to thank Stars for sponsoring this episode. The new Stars series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. Trust me, you've never seen a mother and son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and I'm sorry, did I mention Julianne Moore? Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. And trust me, you will not be able to look away. Be sure to watch Mary and George only on Stars and the Stars app. Now, before we get back to the episode, I'd like to say that this episode is also sponsored and brought to you by Squarespace. If you guys do not know, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms. Now with Fluid Engine, which is a next generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. You can start with a best-in-class website template and customize every detail with reimagined drag and drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine built in and ready to go. Squarespace is truly amazing for so many reasons. One of them is the ability to do custom merch. You can easily sell custom merch and create a passive income stream that engages your audience and scales your brand. All you have to do is design your products, and production, inventory, and shipping are all handled for you, saving you time and money. And that goes hand in hand with another great aspect of Squarespace, which is being able to sell your products on an online store. So whether you sell a physical, digital, or a service product, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Now, if the idea of building a website from scratch sounds daunting to you, don't worry, because with Squarespace, they have flexible website templates where you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then customize your look, update the content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can literally make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, brand, or business stands out online on every device. And this Squarespace feature really makes having an elevated presence online for your brand or what have it so simple and straightforward, and have it feel so custom. So with all of this in mind, if you're wanting the website of your dreams, be sure to head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. But when you're ready to launch, be sure to go to squarespace.com/unhinged to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Thank you so much, Squarespace, for sponsoring another episode of Unhinged with Chris Clemens, and let's get back to the episode. Okay. Oh, you are most likely a type 4, parentheses, the individualist, with 4W3 wing, the sexual variant. Okay. What does that mean, girl? Okay, here we go. Enneagram type 4, the individualist. Identity seekers who feel unique and different. And also kind of a weirdo. People of this personality type tend to build their identities around their perception of themselves as being somehow different or unique. They are thus self-consciously individualistic. Fours tend to see their difference from others as being both a gift and a curse. A gift because it sets them apart from those they perceive as being somehow common, and a curse as it so often seems to separate them from simpler forms of happiness that others so readily seem to enjoy. That was a clock that I didn't need right now, okay? Yeah, thank you. Thus, fours can manage to feel superior to others while also secretly harboring some degree of longing and envy. A feeling of being a member of the true aristocracy alternates with deep feelings of shame and fears of somehow being deeply flawed or defective. Wow, I just simply didn't need this on this day right now. Fours are emotionally complex and highly sensitive. Facts. They long to be understood and appreciated for their authentic selves, but easily feel misunderstood and unappreciated. They have a tendency to withdraw in the face of a world that seems harsh or crude and are often somewhat moody or temperamental. No, thank you. I know that because I fucking put that into your little multiple choice quiz. Eclecticenergies.com. This is really scary how spot on this is so far, though. They're emotionally centered and spend much of their lives immersed in their internal mental landscapes where they feel free to cultivate and analyze their feelings. A desire to manifest this internal world often leads fours to an interest in the arts, and some do become actual artists. Whether artistic or not, however, most fours are aesthetically sensitive and concerned with self-expression and self-revelation, whether it be in the clothes they wear and the overall nature of their often idiosyncratic lifestyles. Yeah, you don't need to look up idiosyncratic because I'm already doing relating to idiosyncrasy, peculiar or individual. I hate when they fucking use the word in the definition. Okay, so often leads to their individual lifestyles. Fours are somewhat melancholic by disposition and under stress tend to lapse into depression. Thank you for that, doctor, technician, your honor. I mean, like, fuck off. I know. I'm on Wellbutrin, 300 milligrams. EclecticEnergy.com. They also tend to be self-absorbed even under the best of circumstances, but when unbalanced, easily give way to a self-indulgence which they perceive as being fully justified as a way to compensate for the general lack of pleasure they experience in their life. I have to laugh or otherwise I think I'll just burst into tears. I am getting red to filth. Like, leave me alone. Rather than look for practical solutions to their difficulties, fours are prone to fantasizing about a savior who will rescue them from their unhappiness. Yeah, bitch, it's called the lottery, which I still have not won. Intellectual fours tend to mistakenly type themselves as fives, and a heavy wing can certainly exacerbate this tendency. Fours, however, unlike fives, tend to be self-revealing and comfortable with emotional expression. Yeah, I'm almost a little too uncomfortable with emotional expression. Wait, what is a five and why? Oh, the investigator. People of this personality type essentially fear that they don't have enough inner strength to face, like, I don't have enough inner strength to face this reading. I mean, what the fuck? So yeah, if any of you guys really want to have just a chef's kiss existential crisis, well, I mean, get on down to Boogie Town, baby, and take an Enneagram test. I mean, obviously this isn't like the law of the land, but like, do I feel the seen, heard, and felt a little too much? Some might say a little too much. All right, I'm just going to quickly pivot because I can't think about this fucking test any longer. I actually meant to talk about this in a previous episode, but I went to the Nicki Minaj Pink Friday 2 stop in Madison Square Garden, and I have been to like a bunch of concerts. So this, I like was racking my brain about this because like I was truly taken so aback by this experience. So if you are on TikTok, you are very familiar with the TikTok shop ad that everybody seems to be fucking recording and posting about the Alex Earl light. It's basically this like little light panel that can clip onto your phone and it provides perfect lighting. Guys, I am not joking when I say at this Nicki Minaj concert, the person next to me had one of these. Well, they were in a group and like two other people in the group also had them. And then I look down into the floor seats and the whole floor is just these like light panels. And I'm so confused and like saddened. And like, why are we living in a Black Mirror episode? I mean, the Black Mirror of it all aside, I'll get to that in a second because I really can go off on a tangent. I thought it was just so fucking rude. I thought it was one of the most obnoxious, rude things. And I know that I sound like a 30-year-old white person who is like one Yelp review away from becoming a full-blown Karen. I understand how I sound. But I really was angered and saddened, honestly, by looking at all of this. The person next to me, I'm glad that they had a good time. I always want people to have a good time. That is never, like, I always am down to be a doormat, even for literal strangers in this instance. They had these selfie lights and are dancing the whole time. I don't want to be recorded in the background of your thing, let alone with perfect lighting. I don't need that. I thought it was just so insane that those are allowed into concerts. And then to look down into the seats, and Nicki Minaj is literally in front of these people, like 10 feet. And these people are just like singing the word, like, not, this is a concert. This isn't a content shoot. Like, just, like, yes, of course, take videos of Nicki and of whoever you're seeing in concert, but like, why do we need this fucking light box clipped to our phone? I just, ugh, it was really saddening and just, yeah, I sound like an old bitch and a boomer. And you know what? Maybe I am. Maybe this is the episode that I don't need an Enneagram test to realize that I'm a fucking boomer who is just bitter and annoyed at the world. But really, I just couldn't believe how insensitive people are to their surroundings and how unaware they are of their surroundings. Yeah, I mean, I was on some of my extracurriculars as a scholar is at a Nicki concert. And it's like, I don't need to be looking cross-eyed, lit beautifully in the back of your whatever piece of content this is. I just fucking hated it. And I don't understand it. And like, maybe I want to understand it so I'm not as judgmental of a but I just felt so saddened by it. Ugh, and maybe this is taking a turn into like an area I don't want to get into because like I know people come on the podcast for like escape from the world. And I hate how Black Mirror everything is getting. And I often hate when people compare things like, oh, this is like Trump is like Professor Umbridge in Hogwarts. It's like, no, this isn't a fantasy novel. Okay, like this is real life. Like, let's stop comparing it to the Hunger Games or the fucking Handmaid's Tale. Like, although that is probably the closest that we're going to get. But it really is so scary just how much it just, I don't know how to put it into words. Just looking, we are like on the seats that were like just off the floor. So we had a little bit of height above the floor and just looking down and seeing everybody just like singing to their phone felt so weird. Like, if I'm gonna try to explain it, it was almost as if people were like playing Guitar Hero and like they got the Nicki Minaj pack. Like, it just, there was something so strange about people treating a concert like a content shoot. And like, yeah, of course, take your outfit pics, like, take some pic, like, but I really think I hate this like day and age of everybody quote unquote being an influencer or a social media. Like, I think it's so great what social media can do in keeping people connected and finding new hobbies and interests and people with those similar hobbies and interests. But I really just hate that. Oh my God, I was with my friends and they were showing me a video that their friend sent of their like 4-year-old cousin who is sitting on the couch with an iPhone, filming herself do a hair tutorial on TikTok. Like, it just makes me sad. Like, I think it makes me sad because I am on the other side of childhood and I know exactly how much I miss it and how much I wished as a kid that I was an adult. And now that I'm an adult, I wish I took more advantage of being a kid. And I think it just makes me sad that like overall, it's just like living in the moment feels like such a thing of the past. And like being happy with where you are. Yes, I'm not the poster child for that. And I'm not claiming to like have it all figured out. But like, I don't know why. I just want like kids to be kids. And like, it is such a unique and special time in life to just not care about anything and to find all these different hobbies. And I know I really probably just sound like a fucking boomer because like I guess phones are like the new Game Boys. Like, yeah, I get it. But at the end of the day, I feel like it's so different. And there's just something about that that bums me out. And seeing these like fucking lights that are constantly getting shoved down my throat on my TikTok For You page, just in action in such groups, I just, like, I have a picture on my phone, I'm pretty sure. And it was just like the floor. There was like a group of like 13 of these lights. And I'm like, guys, you paid how much for these floor seats? What? Huh? Like, I could imagine if the light was flipped the other way and they wanted Nicki to have good lighting. But like, I don't know. Let me know if I sound like an old little Krampus who just, Yeah, I really just every day feel like a fucking boomer. And it has to be one of like the sadder feelings I face in an average day. But yeah, I don't know, man. I don't fucking know about anything anymore. Life just feels very weird and confusing and really like just I feel like every day I've said this to someone and I just feel like life has just been feeling really hard. And I know I'm saying that as somebody who has it really well and has it really good, but it just every day it feels like constantly trying to run a marathon, but each step I take, my clothes get like wetter and wetter. And it just feels like I'm trying to run a marathon in like sopping wet clothes. And it's just, it feels like things that used to be easy feel really difficult and like require a lot of effort and energy now. And I don't know if that's just part of getting old, but, and I'm not saying like I'm old. I think 30 is so young and like, so, oh, like I'm so excited for my 30s. I really think it's going to be just great. It's just, it really is, oh, being in that weird time where it's like, I still remember my childhood. I still remember middle school and high school and college so viscerally, but like I'm very different from myself, even in college. I mean, in 2 years, I will have graduated college 10 years ago. So I guess 8 years ago, I graduated college. The way my brain works, really, I should leave my body to science when I die because that's, I need answers of what's going on upstairs. Anyways, this episode is going to be a little shorter just because, like I said, I am about to leave for New York and have so much stuff to do. And I didn't want to not have a podcast episode. And yeah, this was just a little random one. Did we enjoy it? Was this a little insane? Like, I'm open to feedback. I really am. As long as it's constructive, I live for it. So leave a comment if you're watching this. If you're not watching this, go to youtube.com/@signunhinged and leave a comment because I'm definitely curious. As always, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Unhinged with Chris Clements. Be sure to subscribe if you haven't. Rate and review as always. And I will see you guys next episode.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.